Okay, this is a Parak Yud in Hilchos Siros. We're dealing with cases of, I'd say negligence is the best way to describe it. Halacha alaf amalves chavera alamashkon. All right, let's say a person makes a loan to somebody else in exchange for some collateral. Bein shuval mos, bein shuval peros, whether he lent him money or produce. Bein shemashkana b'shas halvaso, bein shemashakna achashalo, whether he took the collateral at the time of the loan or afterwards. After the loan, harizah shomasakri is considered a paid watchman. Lafika chavera for imal b'namashkon or nignav. That's why if the collateral is lost or destroyed, Chai b'damav, he has to pay. But let's say the collateral was, what's it called, was destroyed or lost out of his control. That goes taken by armed robbers. So onsen, yishavash, he has to make a shvua that it got lost out of his control. Vishan, and then the person who had the who's supposed to be the owner of the he's got to pay the owner of the collateral the entire amount. Halacha Beis. Now, Kol Omer L'Chaver, Shomer Li V'Eshmer L'Cha, Harizah Shmira V'Ayla. So if anyone says to someone else, watch this thing for me and I'll watch it for you, I'll watch something else for you, then that's considered a Shmira. Omer Lo Shomer Li Hayom V'Eshmer L'Cha Machar, Hishilana Yom Ani Yashir L'Cha Machar, Shomer Li Yom V'Eshmer L'Cha Machar, or Hishilana Yom V'Eshmer L'Cha Machar. So what are these cases? For instance, let's say he says, lend something to me today and I'll lend something tomorrow. Watch this for me today, what do you call it, and I will lend it to you tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. Kulan nasu shomri sachar zel zeh. They're all considered to be paid watchmen for each other. Halacha gimel, kola umnin shomri sacharhim. So all experts in labor are considered to be paid watchmen. The kulan shamru tula shalcha v'habei maos. So therefore, any situation where the expert says, take your thing and pay for it. O shamalo ha'uman garamtiv, right? Or he says, I've finished this. Excuse me, gamarsiv. But let's say, and in such a case, well, let's say he says, I finished this vase that I made for you, and the owner hasn't taken it yet. So the guy who made it is considered to be a Shomer Chinam. But let's say the craftsman says, bring money and take this thing I made for you. Adainu knows the Sachar Kishaya. He's still considered to be a paid watchman like he was originally. Halacha Dalet. Let's say I give my broken vase to the expert to fix it and he ruins it. Then, what do you call it? The expert, let's say the vase guy is chayav to pay. So what does it mean? Ketzah. What do you call it? Nasam lecharash shida teva umigdal likvo ben masmer. Let's say, for instance, I gave a carpenter a chest or some sort of box, et cetera, to put a knot nail into it, vishavru. And in doing so, he breaks the cabinet. Oshinasno eitzim lasos ben shida teva umigdal. Or let's say I gave him wood to go ahead and make, like, let's say a box, and let's say he breaks them after he completes making the box. So the carpenter's got to pay the employer, the guy who hired him, for the entire thing. Because the carpenter here does not acquire the increase in the value of this cabinet. Let's say I gave a laundry guy some wool to color. What do you call it? And what happened? What happens? He dyes it until basically the water boils, and what that does is it destroys the tzemer. So in such a case, he's got to pay. He's got to pay for the wool. Savu ki or nasalol savu adam. Right. So let's say what he called or Iver, excuse me. He dyes it in a very ugly way, or he gave it to him to dye it red. Vitzavu shachar, he made it black. Shachar vitzavu adam, or vice versa. Nasan eitzelim lacharish, or for instance, I gave the carpenter money to go ahead, or wood, excuse me, to go ahead and build a beautiful chair. And he built a discussion chair, a safsal, or a bench, meaning the wrong thing. Im hishbach yesar lotzar. Now, if the what do you call it, the value, the increase in the value exceeds the cost of the thing, no symbolic kli yesar, the owner of the kli gives the expense. Im haotzar yisar al shavach, but the expenses outweigh or are greater than the increase in value. No so shavach, he only pays the increase in the value. Amar balakli eini rotzeh b'takanazu. Now let's say the owner of the chair says, I don't want you to, what do you call it? I don't want this, right? Eli yitani d'mei etzemar d'mei etzem. Rather, give me the value of the wool, the value of the wood. V'chinim amar uman, or so too, if the expert guy says, hey lachad d'mei etzemrecha or d'mei etzcha v'lech. He says, for instance, here's the cost of your wood and get out of here. Ain shomalot. We don't listen to him. Shein uman kana b'shevach klish asa, because the craftsman guy, he cannot, again, he can't purchase a share, so to speak, in the thing that he in the increased value in the thing that he made. Halacha hey, hamolech chitin litchon. Okay, let's say a person, what do you call it, brings, for instance, wheat for a guy who's a baker, let's say, to grind. Velo lisan, And let's say what he called, he didn't soak it properly, meaning it was negligence, va'asan subin or morsan, and therefore the flour that came out was crappy. Nasan akemach l'nachdom, or let's say he gave flour to a baker, vaso pas nefulin, what do you call it? He made like bread that was crumbly, behema latabach v'nevela, or let's say he gave an animal to be shechted properly and he did a bad job. Chayam l'shan demayin yeshehin nosi sakar. All in all cases, they got paid for it because they are considered to be employed. Let's say if the guy, the shochet, was an expert, and he slaughtered it for free, he doesn't have to pay. But if he wasn't an expert, even if he's doing it as a favor for free, he'd have to pay for it. So too, if you show a coin to a money changer, and he says it's really worth a lot, and it turns out it's not. If he was paid to evaluate it, he's got to pay the money changers got to pay for the negligence. He's an expert, and he doesn't what do you call it, require any actual further training. But if he did it for free, potter. As long as he's someone's an expert, what do you call it, that doesn't need any that doesn't need any more teaching. If he's not an expert, he's got to pay. Even though he did this as a favor. This applies when a guy asks the money changer, "Alecha nisomech, and I'm relying on you." Or he, it's obvious that he's relying on him, and not relying on other people. Now, let's say a shochet shechs it for free, and it becomes nevela. Or the money changer said it's good, and it becomes bad. They have to bring a proof that they're experts. They didn't bring one. Raya Misham, they didn't bring a proof, they got to pay. Halach above, Makam Shanagushia Note, Ilanos Notel Chatzia Shavach. Right, so let's say you live in a place where the Minag Makam is for the person who plants the trees, he gets half the increase in value, Valakarka Chatzi, and the owner of the land gets half, Venata Vishbiach, Venata Vihefsid. Okay, so let's say you plant the trees in one part of the area and that increase in value, but the plant he planted trees in another area and it went down in value. Mechashel Chatzi Shavach Sheishlo. So we go ahead and evaluate half the profit due to him, and we subtract that which is lost, and notes all and he gets the rest. Even he made a stipulation that that if he caused any loss of any part of the land, he loses. That's considered a smachta. We don't charge him for it, only for the actual loss. And let's say the minag is the person who what do you call it, plants the trees, what do you call it? Gets half and the owner gets half. And at the same time, what do you call it? The sharecropper gets a third. Now, if the guy planted and increased in value of Russell, he's stalik, and he wants to go ahead and terminate the relationship, that forces now the owner to get a sharecropper. The owner land can do this. And therefore, the owner land takes half. And he doesn't suffer any loss at all. V'yitzal aris shlish, and so the sharecropper gets a third. V'ashesus, and the remaining six, nishar shalnotea that was planted, shari silik atzav ritzono, because he pulled out of the deal willingly. Finally, lach hazayin, hanota ilanos l'dayim v'dina shehefsid. Okay, so let's say it's an interesting case. Let's say someone plants trees on behalf of the entire city. So tu b'chein tabach shal b'nei ir shenav l'mheimos. So let's say the shofet of the city causes animals to become nevela. V'amakiz dam shechavah. Or let's say a guy is the doctor, the bloodletter, and he causes injury. That's so fair, shetah b'shtaros, or a scribe who makes mistakes in contracts. Lanatinokos, shepasha b'tinokos. Or you have a guy, a cheder teacher, who is negligent, doesn't teach them properly, or teaches them incorrectly. B'cholkiyotzeb'elu ha'omnim she'ef sharshiyach ziru ahefseh she'efzidu. In all these cases, right, in all cases of experts, okay, that who made errors that can't be corrected, they're fired without any warning. So they're fired, what do you call it? And they have to really be good in what they do. Like they got to be honest and try their hardest in their work because they were really appointed by the people. They're responsible to the seaboard and they're failing their responsibility. That ends Perek Yud, and we'll continue with Perek Aleph next time.